Yes.
He's incredible.
It's not a cartoon. It's anime. Ah. Ooh, got a little saliva caught up in there. Welcome to another episode of Animation. That's right. Yeah, that was good. That was powerful.
Yeah,
it can only be that good because, you know. Yeah, I'm actually playing it again on my phone because we're recording. Bitch ass Brennan's not here complaining. Brennan's, he's going to always get this slack or this, you know, this slap to the face when he's not here.
He I know. He really here. Does. I was thinking we throw a lot Brennan's way and like.
And
we've definitely set a precedent.
He did.
Yeah.
He earned that shit.
Yeah. He's like, I waited for you guys last time, and you guys didn't say nothing about Rob. I was like, hey, man, because Rob don't give anybody shit.
Right.
I'm not throwing, yeah, I don't throw that shit around.
And he doesn't wear a stupid fucking hat.
Yeah. It's true. That, not a hat guy.
That's
not
the most important part of all of that.
Oh, wait up, guys. I'm sorry. You know, Brennan's going to get very upset that we didn't jump straight into the actual anime.
Oh, that's
you know,
right. Okay.
You know how he is. Come on, this is just a fucking waste, guys. Yeah.
You didn't ask me. I'm gonna ask everybody a question and don't even answer it myself.
Yeah. I'm getting the feedback from the people. They love us.
Yeah,
that's it. They love just hearing us, which is great. And we love you guys. We love that you guys listen to us. So we appreciate everything. But we're gonna jump right into it now. We watched the first four episodes of Baki on Netflix.
Yes.
Baki the Grappler, and woo, shit!
It comes out hot. It comes out very
out the
hot.
Gate steaming. Which to me. This is what I love.
Yeah.
How this anime starts off. The animation itself is it.
Yeah.
But.
I agree with that.
Yeah. It starts off fucking flaming hot, which I'm like all for with the violence.
Yeah. This it reminds me a lot of One Punch Man, honestly.
Yeah.
It does.
Like how it comes out at you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, you're here. This is happening. Like, here's a bunch of shit. Just handle it. Yeah. We're going to take you for a ride.
You know? Can you weather the storm of all this violence? If you can't, well, you ain't going to be able to get out the kitchen, bro.
We're just going to give you the story as it goes.
Oh.
Yeah, and we were talking about this a little bit beforehand. I know that there was a Baki that came out a while ago, mm-hmm. right? And we were talking about this with Brennan. I think he mentioned that, you know, the show's been out for like 10 years, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was thinking, like, because this is the Netflix original, what they have on there. So I think a lot of that stuff was probably a previous, you know, story talking about, like, this tournament that gets referenced a lot.
Right.
I mean, none of us have seen that, correct?
No, I haven't seen previously. This is my first time even watching, this Baki at all. For real. Yeah,
because this one starts up like he's in class and they're talking about synchronicity. You know how things can line up all over the earth, seemingly unrelated things, and everybody in all of like Tokyo, Japan, just starts trembling at once. They say, except for one person, and it was Baki. And I got to imagine that's because all these people are scared, like they don't even know it yet. But with all these like death row inmates converging on their location, like there's something within them, you know, sort of, you know, syncs with that,
right? Yeah.
Baki is pulled out of class. He's the only one that's not shaking. In fact, he's napping in class. So that just shows you the kind of guy he is. He's all like beat up looking already too.
Yeah.
He's got casts on both his arms because he's a fighter. And his principal calls him into the office and sits him down with this dude who is an organizer of these huge like fighting tournaments, like fucking Bloodsport, that, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme movie where they bring in like fighters from all over the world to like the best ones to just hash it out.
Best of the best.
And Baki was the winner of the last tournament. Mm-hmm. So he sits him down and is just like, hey man, like I want to talk to you. They bring up synchronicity again, you know, these things that are linked that are happening all at the same time. And he tells him that around the world, five death row inmates, the five most dangerous people on earth, all broke out of prison simultaneously and are all coming to Tokyo right now.
Right. Yeah.
And then they kind of spend the episode running through those five dudes and showing their escape, which each one is crazier than the last.
Man.
Who do you think? Who was your favorite?
Out of the five?
I don't know.
The craziest breakout to me that was wild was the dude that was in a box glass, a short, kind of like 5 foot.
Yeah.
That was pretty guy, crazy. Whatever.
And he was like, he's barely 5 feet. Yeah. And he breaks out. But what got me wasn't just when he broke out. It was when he blew in the dude's fucking ear.
And then
his brains came out.
Came out on the other side.
Ooh. I was like, yo.
Yo, don't.
What the fuck is about to happen
now? Yeah, this is the killer gas I used. My breath.
Yeah.
Fuck that, bro. I'm not playing telephone with that guy ever.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
He won't even make it.
Yeah, this dude's in bulletproof glass. And I mean, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But their whole thing is he's writing this letter out, you know, and the two guards are standing by kind of watching this go down. He's behind this thick bulletproof glass. And he walks up to the glass and these two dudes are just like, oh, shit. You know, they pull out their guns.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you going to try to do? Shoot me through this bulletproof glass? But then he goes on to say, like, he creates a vacuum
in
the palm of his hand that changes the makeup of the glass on some sort of like molecular level that changes it to just regular glass. And when they shoot at him, that shit shatters.
Yeah.
And he's immediately free. I don't know what their plan was once he's out and about. But and that's, he blows in that dude's ear and just
destroys him.
And if you see him on the street being 5 feet, I'm whooping his ass.
Yeah,
off the thought of, anyways.
Right. Yeah,
not physically, obviously.
Right,
clearly.
But if I'm seeing this, I'm like, oh, 5 foot, ain't nobody 5 foot whooping me.
Yeah. Well, this dude is one of the five most dangerous people on earth, and he includes in his letter what all the rest of them are saying, like, I want to taste defeat.
And I think that's cool too. He was writing it, like, we don't know that that's what he's writing, but like, he's writing that like, I'm about to break out this motherfucker and I'm going to Tokyo.
Yeah. So Isaac, who was your favorite out of the five?
I like the dude, the red haired dude.
And that was Scottish dude?
No, they got electrocuted.
Yeah, the chair.
Yeah. He was like, bro, if y'all would have kept it going for 10 more seconds, I would have been dead.
Yeah.
But like, they knew it. Same thing with the other dude, the dude from America with the beard.
Yeah, Santa Claus looking dude.
Like, all of them are, they're showing that like, not only are they lethal, but they're smart.
Yeah.
Like, they know the game. So he knew, like, I'm like, what is he going to do? Is he going to trick it so he doesn't get the chair? But he took the electrocution, which means, like, his pain tolerance is through the roof.
His blood came out of his eyes, fam.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
The Scottish dude, I mean, I couldn't believe it. Like, yeah, he was bleeding from, and when he took the blindfold off, I was like, shit, is he going to have anything there? But,
yeah.
He still had it. He was able to take that. Yeah, and he just said, 10 more seconds, that would have been it for me.
What about you, Rob?
I think the craziest one for me was the dude that broke out of the submarine. They had him in that Hannibal Lecter type of cell, and they were bringing the guy that was going to analyze him down to the basement. And they're like, you know, don't give him anything. Don't get near the glass. The last dude that came in there, he like stole a paperclip from him and like killed him five different ways before we even knew what had happened.
Yo.
So, you know, keep your distance. This guy goes down there and the cell is empty.
Yeah.
And then he reaches down to the fucking grate above him and just grabs him by the throat and crushes his head on the fucking ceiling.
Before that, he walks over there and his pants just drop for no reason.
Right.
Because they took his belt.
That's right. They took his belt. That's right. I'm sorry.
His pants dropped.
That's my fault. Yeah.
Where is he?
Yeah.
He's gone.
That's right. I'm sorry.
And then he was like, and then it was like, we're 200 meters down the ocean. And it was like, he can't. It took him 5 minutes to get up there. He can't breathe that long.
Brother. Yeah. I'll say this. The Santa Claus dude, the old dude with the gray beard, let me tell you something. Because he was strapped in. They hung him.
Yeah.
And they hung. First of all, how the fuck do you stay alive after being hung and then 10 more minutes after that?
Yeah.
Not even just that. Once he doesn't even break out of the, because they had him strapped on like a straitjacket pretty much.
Yeah.
He beats their ass with his feet. Let me tell you something, man. Yeah. I'm not a fan of men's bare feet. I hate seeing it.
Yeah.
Whether you got the thong feet. Sandals in general. Yeah. I don't mind women's feet. Women's feet, when they're pedicured, it's fine. But like, when a dude has got his toes out, I don't give a fuck if you're at the beach or at your house. Put some socks on, bro.
That's I go to sleep with my socks on, and people think that's the weirdest shit ever.
It's not weird.
I can't sleep with my socks on.
I can't sleep with socks on, but I don't knock you for it.
I hate feet, bro. Like, I that's my number one phobia after throw up. So like, my second, like, throw up.
What?
Throw up number one, feet.
Even when a woman has her toes pedicured, cleaned out, perfect, nothing? Mm-mm.
I don't know. I've never given a foot massage, and I never will. Like, just something about feet, like, I, like, cringe.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I'll give a foot massage. I don't want, like, feet in my mouth or anything.
No, I'm like...
That's too much. I'm not doing any toe sucking. That's just not my
thing. Oh, man. All right. Looks like I'm one of the only guys.
Yeah.
I have sucked toes before.
Oh, no.
But here's the thing. Like,
you can't just say that in passing, hold on, bro. You cannot.
Cam slightly turned his seat like, what the fuck?
Dog, I can't. I want to let you live, but I can't, bro. Like,
you need me to go into this? I don't give a fuck about going into this. Brendan's not here to bitch about it. So listen, I can go into it. I don't care. Here's the thing, like, for me, like, when a girl, I'm a fan of women with pretty feet.
Sure.
Right? And I say this on stage in my comedy, so this ain't no type of secret thing.
Yeah.
When a woman has very, very pretty feet, like, and she gets them pedicured, like, done all the time, it doesn't bother me. I think it's part of the foreplay when it comes to, like, if you're doing something with a girl, you know, feet are near your face anyways, you might put a toe in your mouth. I don't know. Yeah. It can happen. But it's not a big deal. Now, I'm not saying like, but it's mostly
hold on, real
like,
quick. Do you eat ass?
We are off the rails already.
This is supposed to be about the Vakia.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I have a clip online. I have a stand-up comedy clip online saying how I eat ass. I don't give a fuck. I'm 33 years old. What the fuck I look like not doing everything to my chick?
I'm not there yet, I guess.
You're not a grown man, Ice. You're not even 30 years old, are you?
I'm 27.
Exactly, yeah. You're 27.
You hit that 30 mark, you start eating ass. You start eating.
For your 30th birthday, you be like, yo, this is what I gotta do. That's why Ice's beard is that shit, that bullshit right now. Ice's beard is terrible, man. It's just a bunch of specks, like scattered hair everywhere. Yep. Hey, he don't eat ass.
Bro, if eating ass is the key to getting a beard, then I'm gonna just look like a baby my whole life.
Hey, man. Cam, I don't know. Cam got a nice little goatee, but he can't grow the beard either. Me and Rob got beards, man. We're men.
Don't put Rob in this, bro.
Rob ain't denying it.
Rob got that I don't eat ass face. He's like,
I don't know.
Hey, Rob's like, I buy my own business with this one.
That's hilarious.
But like, no, to get back to the fucking.
So back to this Santa Claus giving this barefoot ass whooping in prison.
Well, that's the thing. When it comes to men's feet, I don't want men's feet near me. Right. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as this dude's foot grazes my lip, the fight is over. That's he won. Good. I'm not even attempting.
I'm out, dude.
Yeah, he's like he did like a roundhouse, whatever it was, and it smacks somebody in the face. Why are you still trying to fight?
Yeah, it grazes you with like one yellow toenail. It's like, oh,
that's it.
He I'm walked done. In that nasty ass whatever room y'all put him in,
right?
And his bare feet, and it probably was cold too.
Yeah.
And so now his bare cold feet slaps you across the face, and you still that's trying it. To nah, fam.
So what about like UFC fighting and stuff? Or like if
that's
you,
why Eminem. I don't fuck with UFC like that. Mm. I would never do a UFC or a mixed martial arts type of match because bare feet, when they be having their legs locked around you, and you be like, yeah, come on, man, you won. As soon as your foot is near my face, if a man's toe ever slips in my mouth, that's equivalent to a dick going in my mouth.
No
man.
Way.
That's how I feel.
No. I mean,
a man's toe
not quite,
is
but
to me it is. I'm dead. Kill me.
Yo,
kill me.
No way.
I want to be dead.
No fucking way. That's not even. I mean, that's still gross.
Yes.
But a fucking toe and a dick like this.
I understand it. Y'all can say whatever, man. But if that happens to me, if I'm in an MMA match for some odd reason, or if I'm fighting a dude in the streets and he's barefoot, I might just be like, fam, you know, I don't even want that problem.
Yeah.
I might just give him the fight. I might give him the match right there.
This guy.
But if he somehow hits me with a roundhouse first and a toe gets in my mouth, I'm going to grab a gun. He going to think it's for him.
Yeah.
I'm like, you good, fam? You straight? Come on, don't shoot me, please. I ain't shooting you.
No, it's a wrap for me.
It's for me. Saying. Bow! I'm blowing my brains right out. Give a fuck.
Oh, my God. So the strategy is out. So if, like, if you're ever, like, squaring up with against Keenan, just, like, start
Take
taking
your
shoes off.
Yo.
Yeah. Socks off.
I ain't the greatest fighter out the gate, but if you don't want to even fight me at all, take your socks off. You won, bruh.
So you wouldn't even be able to go in the tournament that Wabaki was in because they barefoot.
Were they all barefoot?
Yeah. Well,
it looked like Baki and then were the initial tournament, it looked like they were.
And that's fine. I wouldn't have been in it. For what? What I got to prove?
If somebody you hated was in
no
it?
Money, too. Yeah, they, exactly. They do that tournament for no money.
No bread?
Respect.
Come on, man. Oh, dog.
And plus, like, usually when they hang you, like they say, like somebody that gets hung, like get hanged, like because of the restriction of the blood, you've got like a huge erection after a while. So that dude's just probably flying around the room with his bare feet.
Oh,
dick all like wagging around all over the place.
I didn't think about that, Rob.
Yeah, yeah dude.
Somebody Hard definitely
dick
got hit.
And cold feet.
Bruh, somebody definitely got stabbed with the erection, with the boner, dog.
Absolutely.
Okay. Even if another man grazes me.
Oh, yeah. It's a wrap.
It's over.
Bro, I take a toe to the face before I take a dick to the face.
It's
bro.
The same thing.
It's not it.
It's not quite the same thing, but I get that your level of disgust is commensurate. Yeah, it's very it's similar.
How sure. Ice feels about feet as a whole is how I feel about men's feet.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm just saying if it came down to it, I'm taking a toe to the face than a dick to the face.
I'm taking a bullet to the face.
So regardless of all that, so we've got all these dudes that are breaking out. We've talked about the American, we've talked about the Scotsman, we've talked about the other Japanese dude and Speck. the dude that was in the submarine, who after he got out of the submarine, went on shore and like murdered like three or four like Coast Guardsmen as well, they said.
Yeah.
And then there's this Russian dude as well who broke out of like some sort of crazy Russian gulag, right?
Mm.
And then like found his way. They were like, all right, we got to put our best detective on this case. They get to the detective's house. That dude's already been torn up. Like they,
that was some fucking Trigon shit with fucking knives. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
You were looking for this person?
Yeah. Yo, what's up?
What's up?
So these dudes are all coming to Tokyo to take on Baki because they all want to taste defeat. Though something like, I mean, we see a little bit later on how Speck may have gotten in prison, but like a lot of these guys, like, if you haven't tasted defeat yet, like, how'd you wind up behind bars? Like, right. All five of these dudes, you're telling me they just like went quietly, like they got caught or something.
And now it's like you want to, and maybe they're going to give backstory later on.
Yeah.
Because they all literally, like, they had to be like, all right, it's cool. I'm going to let you capture me. And I'm cool being here because this is probably the best place for me. Maybe they went there too because that's supposed to be where the most dangerous people are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they was looking for that competition.
And maybe they was like, all right, yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. Like, there's most dangerous people here. Maybe we come to jail and I meet somebody that can at least give me some type of challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine being in one of those prisons and thinking you the shit and then one of them pull up and you like,
oh, man.
Because, like, almost your parents or people always tell you, like, you can't beat up everybody. Mm. And then it's like, you think you can.
There's always a bigger fish.
Who do you think wins?
Out of those five?
Well, no. We'll get to that because that's going to end up happening. But you ever seen Undisputed before? Undisputed with Wesley Snipes and...
No, I don't think I've seen that one.
Was it Ving Rhames? I think it was Ving Rhames. And pretty much they're in this jail and they want... I think Ving Rhames and one of them is like an ex-boxer.
Okay.
And then the other one's actually, I guess, an old prison guy that's got hands.
Mm.
If you didn't see the movie, it doesn't fucking make any sense. Damn it.
Who wins? Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, I might, you know, no, they don't win either. These guys are fucking insane. Like, yeah. These guys are, I don't even know what to say. Like, when I was watching the way they kill people, like, because I thought something was up with their eyes.
Yeah, they kept showing, like, red in their eyes specifically.
Yeah, but then I saw somebody else have that same, like, the black officer that was telling the guy not to go in there with your belt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
His eyes were lit like that at one point, too.
So and thought, Baki's as well, too.
Yeah, Baki's
so
sure.
I was like, maybe it's just the way they're drawing it in certain light or whatever.
Yeah. I took it as, like, they had a killer instinct or something like that.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys get, like, awkward vibes? Like, it's just awkward. Like, the show, I feel like it's just awkward. Like, it's, like I don't know, it's just, like, when like, an awkward person, not when they make something, but it's just, like, Baki's super awkward.
He is.
And then it's just, like, I don't know, it's just something weird about it. It's just, like, somebody, like, I feel like there's dialogue pieces missing, and then it's just, like, they were just, like, oh, I don't know what to write here, so I'm just going to have an awkward stare right here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this is definitely an action-heavy show.
Yeah.
And, like, they just kind of – seems like they're kind of just getting through the story to get to the matchups where they're like, all right, you're here to see this ripped dude beat the shit out of this ripped dude. Like,
right.
That's what this show is.
Yeah.
Like, beat the piss out of him.
Right.
But, like – because, yeah, the next episode, like, Baki's leaving school and he gets stopped by a bunch of, like, bullies that are going to try to kick his ass because they think they're the big kids on the block. And, like, they give this sort of – weird, like, voiceover about it where they don't let, like, the scene kind of play out. They're just like, well, hoodlums, like, have the best ability to see somebody's fighting potential, and, like, that's, like, their biggest, you know, flight or fight response or whatever. Like, that's, you know, they're the people that can determine somebody's fighting ability the best because they, I guess, are sensitive to that.
Mm.
And so, like, these dudes try to flex on Baki, and Baki's just like, I don't think you guys want to deal with this. Like,
right.
And it was something out of, like, One Punch Man when that beetle dude is about to punch One Punch Man, and he's, like, coming in, and he's just like, whoa, like,
what the fuck?
If I had taken that, if I had taken that punch, like, he would have flipped it around on me and beat the shit out of me, and they, like, just let him kind of walk away with nothing. And that happens again a little bit later too. And
with the fourth episode that happens.
So these dudes, so Baki's off on his way. He knows these inmates are coming for him, and they're already coming in quick because this Scottish dude is, like, waiting in the park at one point, and, like, this kickboxer dude who may have been from the earlier tournament, which is because there's a lot of character references here that I was just sort of like, are we supposed to know this person?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Which is also maybe why it's a little awkward too. Like, I don't know, because they introduce these people and I'm like, they make it seem like they make it seem like this is somebody I'm supposed to know,
right? And because everybody else in the story is tripping, they're like, wait, that's the kickboxer. He's this and that. And then it's, and the same thing. I mean, you'll talk about it too with in the dojo with the two dudes.
Yes,
they kind of talk about, like, you supposed to know them. I'm like, what?
Yeah, like, these are strangers.
These people?
Yeah. Yeah. So the Scottish dude catches up with this boxer this kickboxer who's just like, you know, running his laps in the park. And he sneaks up on him and it's just sort of like, you know, are you serious? Like, do you really want to do this? Like, what's all your training been about? Like, kind of sizing up the competition, it seems like.
Yeah.
You know, all right, this is one of the dudes that lost to Baki. Let's see, you know, how he stacks up. Mm. And he cuts this dude to pieces. Yeah. Like, fucking literally.
Yeah.
He had, like, razor blades, like, hidden all over his fucking body.
He had a razor blade embedded in his knee.
Yes.
I think and elbow, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Come on, bro. Your funny bone? you got
blades in your weenus, bro?
Yeah. Yeah, when Brennan said this was going to be a violent show, I was sort of like, all right, you know, I guess, shit, I've seen some violent stuff. But it gets crazy with the violence, like, out of the gate.
Yeah.
One thing that kind of was weird about the violence is because, like, some people, they get fucked up. And then they die, and then other people get fucked up, but they live. Like when the red haired was it the red haired dude? No, it was the Russian cat.
Yeah,
when the dude was sitting there eating at the table, and he was just sitting there eating, and then they kind of came up. The dude came up on him, and then he fucked his face up. He like cut it in half.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, he's fucking dead.
Yeah,
but then he wasn't.
Yeah, they were wheeling him out on the... So, yeah, the Russian dude runs up on another dude that's supposed to be some sort of, like, champion. And, yeah, he cuts his whole... This guy's negotiating some sort of, like, deal with his, like, fucking agent and his trainer or something over at dinner.
Right.
Yeah, this Russian dude shows up. And, yeah, he like, uses his knuckle and just, like, cuts his face up. I thought the same thing. And then they wheel him out on, like,
and
a gurney.
He's breathing. He's like,
He's in some serious pain. I'm like, oh, dude. Like, that, for me, that's when I pull out the gun and just kill myself. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. And then his boss, like his trainer turns around and is just like, hey, what the hell, man? And then he cuts his face
up too.
It was just like, he was like, oh, who's gonna accompany him to the hospital? He's just like, I think I know who's gonna take him.
Right.
Cuts up his face and kicks his ass into the fucking ambulance. It's like, you can go with him. Yeah, so these dudes are you know, racking up a body count like already.
Yeah.
And so these other bullies that, you know, they kind of were, you know, trying to size up Baki, they hired some other bigger goons to I guess try to lift their weight for him. Some dudes with weapons. They had like a dude with like a butterfly knife sort of deal.
Yeah,
a dude with like a weight on the end of a string and like some other shit. And they all like roll up on Baki somewhere in the park as he's like walking through.
And the dude had that big ass fucking cleaver.
That big ass knife.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Knife, like, yeah,
and they all come up on Baki and the dude. Who is it? The dude with the knife that came up to him and
first,
and he was about to punch him, and he's just like, he saw like in his mind's eye like Baki.
Well, because Baki said, he said, how do I beat this guy? So he's coming up to me, and he kind of said it. He kind of did it in his own head, and then for some reason or somehow that guy just felt that same shit.
Yeah,
him getting punched in the face upside down, whatever the hell happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, fam, I don't want no problems with
this dude. Fuck that. And then, like, the other guys try to step in with, you know, the fucking weight. And he just, like, catches that shit and, like, spins it around.
And
like,
makes it, he, like, makes it come around to an angle to where it slaps him in the face.
Yeah.
And so he's like, all right, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
he just made those dudes look silly.
Yeah.
Like,
and he took the other dude's knife. He, like, because he was going real fast with it, and he grabbed it, like, bro, chill out.
Yeah.
Like, come on, stop it.
Yeah, you got to improve your speed, I think he tells him.
Yeah.
But after he's done, like, you know, kind of scaring those dudes off, that's when Speck, that other huge, this huge dude shows up behind Baki, and he's just like, hey.
No, it's the dude is like, well, fuck it. He goes to shoot Baki, and he's like, I'm going to shoot you.
Oh, that's right.
The original bully, he gets scared, and he's like, yo, I'm going to shoot you. And then Baki's like, bro, I'm not even worried about you right now, because that's when Speck shows up behind him, and he's
what do you
mean? Like, look behind you, bro. Like, that's the real problem.
Right.
And then the dude turns and like, oh, fuck. Like, and he kind of like talks back and forth with him a little bit. He's like, bro, like basically telling him, get the fuck out of here. Like,
give me the gun. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then he shoots himself.
Yeah.
And shoots him fucking face, unloads the whole clip.
I thought like it was gonna show, so like, oh, maybe this is some crazy power level thing. It's gonna bounce right off him. Like, no, it pierces both his cheeks.
Yeah, and you just see smoke, like smoke just comes out of those holes.
He just blows the smoke out.
Yeah, it was like some crazy shit, like out of Fight Club or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it was nuts. And then he's just like, all right, cool, like see you later. Like, and the dude runs off, and then he challenges Baki and beats the shit out of him.
Yeah,
he whoops Baki's ass,
and he pretty much was like, "Fam, I'm just here to show you.
Yeah,
I'm just an introduction.
Just a little taste.
Because he shakes his hand first, and then Baki shakes his hand, and there's no, it's a fake hand. Like, yeah. it's one of his homies' hands, or like an officer. That
yeah,
he
some
knows.
Like police officer, who again, I was just like, we didn't see this dude.
Right, yeah.
So again, I don't know if that's supposed to be somebody we're supposed to know, right. But he killed somebody from back in the day, I guess.
Yeah.
Some officer.
Yeah, something. So Baki obviously is pretty upset about this, but can't do anything. He's getting his head fucking stomped in on the ground. Somebody has the good sense to call the police. And I think fucking at the beginning of the third episode starts with like the cops rolling up on Speck, and he's just like, all right, listen, like I just wanted to say hi.
Right.
Like, I'm done.
Right.
Don't worry about it. I'll go quietly. Which, yeah. Like, you know, kind of does show, like you were saying, like maybe they all like just gave themselves up at some point.
Right. Right.
I don't know. Maybe I am safer in prison. Who knows?
And that's a crazy thing, too, because he breaks out of his cuffs just to talk to Baki. He's like, all right, I'm good, guys. He's like, hold on one second.
Let me give you a real handshake.
Breaks out of his cuffs. Let me give you a real handshake. Shakes his hand. Then kicks him in the fucking face.
Like, we're not friends.
He kicks Baki in the fucking face. And then Baki's just like, well, goddamn.
Yeah. All right.
It's a gazelle.
Honestly, Baki, I don't know how you didn't see that coming, man.
Yeah.
After he cut off your buddy's hand and gave it back to you.
He kicked him in the fucking face. Ugh. At least he had shoes on.
Yeah. True. So they kind of take a break from Baki. I think this is when they go to the that other dojo where we meet this dude who's in the opening credits doesn't make it out of the scene.
Right.
So like he's training with this other dude that's like a Chinese sort of martial art expert. And they're saying like, listen, we can merge this Japanese martial arts with Chinese martial arts. Like they've been doing this forever. We should like merge. And I wonder if these guys were like rivals or something in the past. And this is kind of like they bury the hatchet and they're training together. And they're doing a pretty dope fight, which looked like it was kind of like computer animated. This was like one of the few fights that they actually looked like they animated kind of the whole thing. There wasn't like a whole lot of stop frame.
Because it's like 3D.
Yeah.
It's like Street Fighter, like the newer Street Fighter games.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
what
it reminded
like.
Me a lot of Street Fighter for sure. They have a good match and they kind of like ended on a tie. Like, all right, cool. Like, so we're going to keep working on it. And that's when the American dude, the Santa Claus looking dude, shows up and is just like, hey, like, I want to try out some of these fighters too.
Remember this. That motherfucker swam from America to Tokyo.
Yeah.
That's true. He busted out of that prison in Washington and just like, I guess I'm going to swim.
From the top of fucking America.
Bam. He ain't even tired. He's coming here to put work in.
Yep. Yeah, he walked onto dry land. It's just like, all right, where's my first fight?
Then he goes to the dude, I forgot the dude that was actually in the dojo that dojo it is.
Yeah.
He's kind of like, yo, fam, you in my fucking dojo? Take your shoes off.
Yeah.
And he's like,
oh,
all right,
excuse me.
You're right.
Yeah,
I'll take my shoe. Where's my manners?
I'll respect the rules.
I'm still gonna whoop you. This work
proceeds to get worked.
Yes. Just whoops this dude's ass.
Yeah.
Like, embarrasses him in front of his own students. And is just like, at one point, I don't even remember if this is while that fight's going on or the second one, but he like stomps on a floorboard and like, when the splinters like come up, he fucking kicks the splintered floorboard into this dude's neck.
Yeah, because remember the floorboard has split. Yeah, from earlier in the first fight. Yeah, and
yeah.
He used this against him, and he's like, "Yo, he used it against him," and it hit him in the throat. I'm just like, "Fam,
that yeah." Oh, that's he's done. He's done.
And then the crazy with the second part when this dude, the second dude fought.
Yeah,
and he was trying to test his strength. He fucking picked out his nose hair. He picked his nose hair out, straightened it out, and blew it at him and used it as a freaking sharp projectile.
Yeah, almost like took the dude's eyes out.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But that shows you how much of a dude with the long hair is. Yeah, he's a beast, too. He wasn't. Yeah. He caught that real quick. He caught it like in the top of his eyebrow or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But at least he was able to sense that. But, all right. And he was like, yo, this guy, he's like, I'm going to love to fight you again, but not right now.
You got your partners with you.
Yeah.
He's like, you got your people with you.
Yeah.
I don't think you're smart to fight in your enemy's dojo.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave right now.
Yeah. Before he does that, he like whips out like a fucking flask of whiskey, takes a sip of that, and just like basically tries to start burn the place down.
Yeah.
Man. So yeah, he came in and made he made a scene at the get go.
I like that they're not just letting you. They're not building a story up just from a name perspective. Because a lot of shows, a lot of movies, they build people up just from, like, he say, she say. Like, this person did this, or they killed 200 people in 1 minute. Yeah. And, like, no, they're actually showing you, like, this person is legit. Like, this person fucking destroys people. Or they, like, they're not having a tourist. Like, they come in a room, it's a bunch of goons or something, and then they all, and then they cut away, and then they cut back, everybody dead. They're like, yeah. No, they're showing you, like, why each single person is what they say they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the last dude, the short one, he showed up at another dojo, it seemed like. And this was another situation. Again, I don't know if we're supposed to know this guy.
Right.
But he was talking with another, like, karate master that had, like, some glasses on. Some dude that had lost an eye in the tournament or something like that, right? Yeah. And they're talking, apparently they go way back or something like that. They're talking about some fights that they used to have back in the day. And this dude had, you know, it seemed like they had, you know, they had fought in the past, and he was saying, you know, we should do this again. You know, we you know, it's good to see you after so long. I mean, not good to see you, but
yeah.
they're drinking some tea. Like, they're having a nice, like, peaceful chat, and then all of a sudden this dude, like, flings a fucking boiling pot of tea at him.
Yeah. Yeah. And, remember, he said something like, if I wanted to challenge you, he's like, if you're going to challenge me, yo, just do what you do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't tell me.
Yeah.
Go to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he just, bam, hits him with the pot, and he catches it, and kind of just, like, it's clearly, like, burning his hands or whatever like that. And woof.
Yeah. So these guys are telling people, like, hey, I'm here. They're not, like, rolling into Tokyo and trying to play it low key. Like, yeah. they are being loud as soon as they're on the scene. So, and then at that point, we go back to Speck, who's in prison, just kind of, like, bored by himself.
Yeah.
And he's just like, fuck, like, I got bad food in here. Like, I gotta bust out of here and, like, try to get something else. We go to talk. they show the police detectives, like, all right, well, we got this dude. He seems to be just chilling in his cell for now, but, you know, gotta keep an eye on him. And then he goes to take a pee break in the bathroom, and then they show Speck in there, like,
shit.
This was absurd.
Like, yeah. Fucking big dick energy for real.
This dude is like, they show this dude, you know, they don't show his dick or anything, but he is like, you know, he starts to pee or something like that. Then Speck shows up next to him and he's like, dumps out like a pitcher of water.
Yeah. Right.
Like,
hot,
steaming.
Just
pitcher of water.
Just overflows the urinal. And like, and the other dude looks over like, who the fuck is this Hoover Dam over here?
Yeah.
And he looks in this fucking Speck and he's like, oh, what the fuck? And then, how did you get out?
Yeah. He's like, oh, I just went to the market. You want some of these dumplings
yeah,
I picked up?
Stuffed buns?
Yeah. And then proceeds to feed him one by force.
Right.
Yeah. And then after he's done messing with the cops, he just goes right back to his cell and, like, basically takes a nap.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, while that's going on, this dude who led the fighting tournament that told Baki about all this in the first place, he's been out there. He's been gathering people up, and he kind of calls together, like, the five big fighters from the last tournament, which some of them we met already, like the Chinese dude who's in the dojo, the older dude with the glasses. But there's a couple other guys, one of them who's, like, called the God of War or something like that.
Yeah.
This dude with an eye patch.
Yeah.
And then who looks like somebody out of Street Fighter. I forget.
Yeah, Saget. Or,
yes. Yeah. And and then there's this other dude who comes in, like, drinking, like, a tall boy or something like that. I didn't know if he was going to be, like, some sort of drunken master or something. But he's, like, the leader of the local gang or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's all trained up to not use weapons. And then Baki is the fifth member of, like, I guess, quote-unquote, the good guys.
Yeah.
And then
he just comes in so cool.
Yeah.
No, did we skip a part? Did we skip where the one, like, I don't know, like, a lieutenant or something like that? Remember, he was like, yo, they ended up trying to kidnap the blonde dude?
No, that happens right after this.
But
then he fucks him up beforehand. Because did we talk about that?
That's when he was at the dinner.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you want to go to an ambulance? And then he sent him. Like,
I apologize. Yeah.
Yeah. And he punched him and cut up his face and punched him
with
in the ambulance.
Knuckle. I remember doing it as a kid. We learned that knuckle punch and was just like, yo, that can stop somebody's heart if you hit him, right?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
Certainly wouldn't be cutting up people's faces like that. But so on the other side, it's the five ex-cons. You know, Speck has stepped out of prison again, but, you know, it's soon to be back. And they're just like, all right, like, let's establish the rules. There aren't any.
Right.
You know, like, listen, you guys can attack each other, like, anytime, any place. This is just here to establish, like, anybody from this team can fuck with anybody on that team.
Yeah.
Regardless of the situation.
Yo, yeah. And he was like, yeah, it don't matter if you're screwing. It doesn't matter if you're doing this.
Yeah.
And I was like, come on, man. There got to be something, bro.
Yeah. Having sex?
And nothing?
On the toilet?
Yeah, on the toilet. Oh, man.
That's the answer this question, Nick, because this is the question that I had. What place would you want to fight? Like, and what type of scenario out of those, and what's the worst one that you'd be like, nah, man, I don't get me here.
I think having, I don't know. Having sex, probably.
In the shower is bad. You know, anytime you're you know, getting ready in the morning, taking a shit, anywhere in the bathroom.
Anywhere my dick is out.
Yeah. Because the shower is like one of those places. That's, I still close the door when I take a shit and a shower. Because I just need that split second of like, is somebody going to bust through the door to at least prepare myself to die.
Right.
Or to fight.
Or to do anything. Yeah. I'm not going to fight you with my dick out. But like.
So you'd rather die. Here we go.
He pulls that gun out of nowhere. Like, where'd you even get that?
Yeah. You just pull a fucking bazooka gun. Like, where the fuck did you hide a bazooka?
And it's like, this is for me.
Hey, man. I just
blow my own brains out.
I don't know why. I just feel like I ain't gonna be to give the best of my best.
Yeah.
With my stuff hanging. I'm just not going to be able to give you the best fight of my life. I'm gonna lose. Yeah. And now I'm a lose, and you know I lost, you know, like we talked about before, you losing, and now I'm flaccid.
Yeah.
So it's like
dick game, flaccid, dick
flaccid
game,
dick
trash.
Game trash. So,
so
now
you're not gonna go out swinging,
swinging a deal.
Honestly, like I don't know what I'll do. Like in that situation, I might scream. I just might be like, help!
There's somebody in here.
Help me.
Oh, God. That would be bad. Yeah, that would be
bad. So I think you're right. I think, you know, I think taking a shit, because something like that, like I think sex, I'll probably be, because I feel like when you're having sex, I'm in animalistic mode. I'm most likely in a dominant mode.
You're already hyped up.
I'm already in the aggressive mode of where like I'm the one having the sex. Mm-hmm. So like he put me, what the fuck you doing? I'm going to be already kind of aggressive.
Yeah.
Taking a shit, I'm vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to relieve everything out of me. I'm like, oh, God, oh, why is this happening to me?
And then trying to get this over as soon as possible.
And
right.
This guy comes to him, let's go, wait.
Like, that's and then in your shower, you deepen your thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're just like, I'll be thinking about some deep ass shit in the shower.
Yeah. I might be going through a depressing moment in the shower. I'm in there longer than I want to be. I'm already wrinkled.
Right.
And now, oh, God.
Think about all the dumb shit you said one time. Like,
all the good comebacks that you never said.
Damn it. Yeah, I don't know. A good time might be like, honestly, if I'm like cooking something or if I'm in the kitchen, I feel like that's a good time to like, there's shit around. You got like pans, you got utensils, you got knives, you got stuff at your disposal. I feel like that's a good place to like, all right, if I'm going to be surprised.
I feel like, honestly, with me, I want it to happen when I'm in a heated argument with my girl because I know I can't put my hands on her. I need somebody to fuck up now. So if I'm yelling, what the fuck you did? He come, what you want to do now? But like, oh yeah, motherfucker.
But then that go back to how we talked about though. Like you're not calm.
You said what?
You're not calm. You just angry. So you might just be like,
I might
fighting crazy.
That's true. But at least I'll go out and get beat in a rage like that. I'm fine with that. I'm 100% cool.
At least your dick not out too.
Yeah. True. Exactly.
I think I'll be jogging. I think that'd be like the kickboxer was, like, because my mind is clear.
Yeah,
I'm on. You know, I'm calm. I'm trying to maybe hit a time, so I'm just like I'm pushing it. But it's like in my blood. I'm already warmed up. I'm warm.
True. Yeah,
I'm stretched out. So it's like catch me running. Then you know it might be some problems for you.
Yeah, or like right after you finish up your commute, like you get home or something like that. Like you step out of the car, like after all dealing with all the assholes on the road.
Yeah. Oh, that traffic. Somebody like, gonna meet that death right there. That 405 traffic.
Hey,
you motherfucker.
Are you trying to get parking downtown? If you catch me, it's like when I, because my lady's downtown. So it's like,
condolences.
If I go down there and I have to park, it's like, fuck me, man. Like, I have to, like, after the 15, 20 minutes it takes me to park, I don't go straight up to her house. I, like, sit there and decompress for a minute.
I agree.
Because I don't want to come up there with that energy because I'm, like, fucking negative and I'm mad.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
I just sit there for, like, 10 minutes and just,
like, side out.
Yeah. All right. And then I come up there, like, hey, yeah, what up? But, like, if I go straight there, I'm like, she's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, fucking parking, like, like I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
And then if or she trip on me, it's like, I don't want to, but yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So they established the rules that you can attack anybody from either team. Well, one team can attack the other at any time. And the only rule is there are no rules. So, and at that, Baki's kind of like, all right, well, if that's it, like, I'm going home.
Right.
So I'll see you later.
He's so cool.
Yeah. He's just a 17-year-old kid. He's not worried about any of this.
But that's the thing. These are grown men.
Yeah.
Trying to fight. I don't care if he's the best in the world or he's supposed to be the best in the world, right?
Yeah.
If they told me, yo, Keenan, man, you know, this kid, he in high school. This is like some Yu Yu Hakusho shit.
Yeah.
It's like, this kid in high school, man, he got hands. I'm fucking 30.
Yeah. Right. I'm not
30,
worried
I'm 30-something years old. I'm not about to fight a kid. He the best, though. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
Right.
It's a child.
Right? Yeah.
When he hits 21, not even 18, when he hits 21, then we come back to this. I'm about to fuck with this kid at 17.
Yeah.
You have more to lose in that situation, I feel like.
Then you get beat up. Dog, if I'm 30 years old and it's all that shit, I get beat up by a 17-year-old and he still got to go to class the next day?
Yeah.
Nah, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, he was good. More concerned about homeroom than whooping your ass.
He had other shit on his mind. You couldn't beat his ass. You got bills. You got more stress. You probably got kids.
Yeah.
And you, all that stress and anger, you couldn't beat this kid up? Nah, fam. You ain't got it in you.
Yeah. I guess not. There are a couple things that we did skip with Baki in particular. And one of them being like the fitness test or whatever
he had
to pass. And this was also very similar to like a One Punch Man or a little bit like My Hero Academia, where they were like trying to get everybody's rankings or whatever. And he like, in a way, was so good that he kind of fucked them all up in a weird way. But still, it showed, like, each one showed that this kid is fucking strong.
Yeah.
Like, except with, like, the one weird one was the mile. Like, he was crushing every record immediately. But then, for some reason, like, envisioned himself, like, pulling a plow for, like, the last lap. And
he got muscle cramps. That's what happened. Yeah, he got muscle cramps. And then they showed his muscle cramps because when he was training, his muscles only used to doing a certain thing in a certain action.
Gotcha.
So it's like when you make your muscles do something else that it hasn't been used to, no matter how strong you are, it fucks you up, which is true. Like,
he's built for a sprint, not a marathon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then we missed one other thing. We got introduced to Baki's dad.
Exactly. That was the other thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And they catch him in the Van Damme splits.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing of the same.
He's in the Van Damme splits out the gate, just watching this. Oh, I can't wait till everybody comes.
Long red hair.
Yeah. I don't know much about this dude at all, but he doesn't seem to be in like Baki's life, because Baki's like renting out his own apartment, like dating his landlord's girlfriend or daughter or whatever, which we got an introduction to her like right after this like thing, because he's like, I got to go home. I got a date tomorrow, so I got to sleep this off. And he's just like, and they show another scene where we've demonstrated that Baki is strong. So this was a little bit of not a waste of time, but I guess a little bit of a, you know, we'd already saw this.
Overkill. Yeah.
A little bit overkill. Like, he's out with his girl or whatever, and these guys kind of step up and are just like, hey, like, we're taking a poll. Why don't you show us what's in your wallet?
Yeah.
And he's just like, guys, I don't think you want to deal with this. Mm. Some dude puts his hand on his shoulder, and Baki literally just lifts him up and flips him over and gently, like, puts him down. It's just like, I think we're good here. We're good here?
He fixes his hat.
Yeah, fixes his hat.
Hey, there you go. Sorry about that.
Yeah, and then continues
on his
way.
That's why I say it was so awkward, because it's like, not only is the dialogue awkward, but the pauses between the dialogue makes it awkward.
Yeah.
He flips him over on his feet, looks at him, he's like, there we go.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
should work. And it's like, well, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
why is the dialogue so spaced out? And it's just like, it's just super weird. And that's just what made it awkward for me.
It was so spaced out. And when you did it right now, I was like, what the fuck's happening with with Ice right now? Is he forgetting what he wants to say or something? What's happening?
That's just the spacing, man.
But that's the spacing of the dialogue, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we go on, he has his date, and then she...
I kind of skipped some stuff to get to there, too, but because some other stuff goes on with some of these other dudes, because some of the other fights start right off the bat.
Yeah.
You mentioned this, the Russian dude is on his way home
when...
The kickboxing master, whose face he all sliced up,
right,
like kind of gets the jump on him. He and a couple of other of his dudes get the drop on him. And I mean, they beat him up. I mean, he's kind of playing it up, it seems to be. Like, he wants to, I guess, be taken, kidnapped or whatever.
Yeah.
But these two dudes, you know, duct tape his hands up. And like, put a gumball in his mouth or some shit. I didn't know what that was about.
Or jawbreaker, whatever the fuck.
Jawbreaker or something. But then they kind of show that the Russian's, like, smiling behind the tape. So he wanted this to happen. This is all according to his plan. And they get this guy back to their gym, and they got him all tied up or whatever. And they're just like, all right, boss, like, do your thing. And he pulls out his gun and, like, you know, puts five rounds in this dude.
Yeah.
And he's playing dead, you know, kind of like a lot of the other dudes had before when they're, you know, breakout. And he's just like, how long are you going to keep, you know, playing this up? And the dude is just like, all right, like, he stands up and then just goes to work again with his knuckle, like, with his knuckle punch. And he slices the one dude's face up, the one that had put the gumball in his mouth, like, slices his face up twice, slits his throat, slips his like, top lip up, and, like, the gumball flies out of his face.
Oh, man.
And I was like, okay, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And then, like, slices the other dude's leg open, and then just, I mean, I don't know. He disrespects this dude on just an entirely different level.
Yeah. Yeah.
He starts picking up like weights and going to bat.
Yeah.
Throwing them around. And this dude's blocking him as best he can, but like it's clearly like it's not doing well.
Yeah.
And he's just about passed out. And the Russian dude comes over, takes a piss on his head. Literally just takes a piss on his head.
Yo, fam.
And then he's just like, oh, you dumbass. And then he like stands up like that was his moment. Like that's what he was waiting for this whole time. And then he just like he finishes him off and just like knuckle like slits his throat and just leaves him there.
Knuckle punch time.
Knuckle punch. and he did like he totally embarrassed him because the dude like surrenders like multiple times and he's just like, nah, dude, like I'm not going to give you the surrender. Like
you
fight
didn't
me.
Even try to avenge your goons like. You have no
That's real stuff.
To,
yeah. You whack for that. So I'm going to serve you up what you are.
What was this dude's plan, though? You know, like when he kidnapped this dude, because he's like, oh, yeah, I figured you'd be wearing a bulletproof vest. So he wasn't surprised.
And everything, he's like, I knew you were playing, kind of playing it soft, too. So, like, what this whole thing, you knew you were about to get your ass, but what was the point of this?
Exactly. Right? What was this guy, what was his plan?
And then if you're going to do, you went through all of that work and you knew you was going to get killed, fight.
Yeah.
Fight.
Yeah.
Go for it. Why are you begging at that point?
I have no idea. This dude is a complete mystery to me.
And it's not like you didn't know what he was capable of.
Right.
Like, you know from experience firsthand what he's capable of.
His face is still bandaged up.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, come on, bro. You knew what this was.
Yeah. But on the other side of that, like, from within this tournament or whatever, another couple guys, old man Santa Claus is walking down the street, and the Chinese master walks up on him. It's just like, hey, we got unfinished business.
Yeah.
We're going to do this right now. But before he can step into it, Sagat shows up, Sagat, and he bashes this dude in the face with his backpack and just starts working him.
Yeah.
But that's just, I mean, the guy's, again, just taking the fight or taking the hits just so he can get the drop on him and slices Sagat's hand straight off.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Like he's got this lighter with him that he's used before, you know, to use his like flame spitting technique or whatever. In the bottom of it, he's got this like crazy sharp, lightweight, like titanium steel string that he uses to just cut right through this dude's wrist.
He gave a long ass explanation for it too.
He really did. He's like scientists and magicians but magicians don't have the best string. And I'm just like, what are we even talking about right now?
That's so like on the opposite end of the spectrum. Scientists and magicians believe,
right?
Like, yeah, and they were like, we got to know this shit on top of like martial arts too, man.
Right.
Yeah, seriously. Happening? And he's just like, I'm just like, you. He's just like, and magicians don't have shit. I'm like, you're the one that brought up magicians. Like, the fuck.
He's so like, go ahead, Rob.
But then we go back to Sagat, who's just like, man, I remember back in the day having to do all this training, and I remember when I did karate, like we did this a little bit too. Obviously, not as hard as he did, where you take your finger training, like you like.
Kill Bill shit, kind of.
Yeah, like you punch these like bamboo sticks to like toughen your bones, like conditioning. Like you kind of have to create these little micro fractures to, you know, harden up your bones or whatever. And he's like, I always hated that. I always wanted to fight with no fingers. You've fallen right into my trap. And right. then he punches him in the face with his fucking stump.
Yeah.
With his stump.
Loved it, though. Yo. I loved every bit of it. That was so dope to me.
It really was. Yeah. That was super cool. And breaks this dude's nose. Yeah. And it's just like, all right, we're going to pick this up later. And then he's gone.
Yeah.
He just keeps
yeah.
Pokemoning him to be continued.
he's taking the most damage, though.
Yeah.
The old guy, so far, he's taking the most damage. He's gotten hit a few times. Everybody else kind of pretty much been a little unscathed.
Seriously, yeah. Even the dude that lost his hand, like, it only seemed to make him stronger. He's
I'm saying out of the five people that escaped.
Oh,
guys,
yeah.
Like, he's the only one that's been taken. Like, he took some punches and some lumps at the dojo.
True.
Now here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Like, what the fuck? The American? Like, give us some respect.
I think they did that on purpose.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Of course
it's another
did.
American. One of them other guys is American, too.
Which one?
Speck. I think Speck is American.
Is Speck American?
I don't know. He busted out of like a submarine. But I guess they did say that he killed like Coast Guard. That's I don't know if like Coast Guard is.
One of them was in like. One of them was like on the other side of the country, like in Florida, or like. One of them is American. It's two Americans.
Oh, okay. Maybe
but
it is
I think
Speck, then.
It is. It might be Speck. I'm gonna look it up.
All right. But that brings us back speaking of Speck, back to Baki. He's just finishing up his date with his girl when Speck is shown standing right behind him, kind of watching from the darkness. And that's really where the last episode we watched ends, is kind of hinting that, you know, this fight's about to happen again. We're about to see round two.
So first four episodes, guys, what are you guys feeling right now?
Personally, I'm all in. Like, this was one show where I was kind of like, I could keep watching this, like, you know, regardless of the homework, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Right.
It's pretty cool. Like, it's a fun show. Like, I'm interested in the characters. I feel like the stakes are high. I'm interested to see these dudes fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice.
And Speck is from Florida. So, yeah, he's
okay, he's, so he's a
Florida. Like, Florida boy.
Yeah. Florida.
I like it. I like it. I think the dialogue is pretty weird. That's the only thing that kind of took me off, but we didn't come there for that. This is not, you know, that they at least let that be known that, like, this isn't something that's super story driven.
No.
It's just like, let me give you some type of foundation so you know what's going on,
yeah,
and then you know who to root for, in a sense. And then after that, we're going to get, you know, more bloodshed. So I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think it's going to get, from a violence perspective, if they're coming out the gate with this, you don't want to give your best first. So I think that it's only going to get worse from a violent standpoint.
Totally.
Yeah, I agree. And this is, like I said, this is right up my alley when it comes to, like, I like action out the gate. And normally what they do, knowing what anime kind of does, they might give you a little action out the first episode or some of the first episode. Then they give you mad backstory and story the next three or four episodes. This didn't give a fuck. This is said, no, it's episode two also.
Yeah.
Episode three also.
Yeah.
episode four. So
kind of like Kill la Kill.
Yeah, Kill la Kill and One Punch Man.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm 100% in. Like, because everybody kept recommending this, you know, just out of friends that I know, even so, besides even by the people. So, I mean, I'm glad we're finally into it. I'm hyped to finish this up. It's short and sweet. So,
yeah.
Yeah, man. The people, what do y'all think, man? What do y'all think of Baki so far, one through four? Let us know on the Facebook page. Let us know on our, you know, our Instagram page. You know, we post all the time. Send us a DM, comment, whatever. You know, we're looking forward to hearing from y'all, man. Rob, drop your stuff, man.
Yeah, RVDanger44 on Twitter, RVDanger on Instagram.
Ice.
The Eye Exam, THEIYEXAM on Eye Exam.
I am Keenan Baker on everything. You can also follow the animation page, Animation, on Instagram, man. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of anime. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Let me just say this. We're going to be doing episodes 5 through 8 for the next episodes for next week. So watch 5 through 8 with us, man. Join us, man. Talk with us. And we thank y'all for watching another episode of Animation. Fuck Brennan.